I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonies.
Well, good morning. Pleased to be joined now by Virginia Delegate Tim Hugo. He's the Majority Caucus Chairman for the Virginia House Republican Caucus. And Delegate Hugo, glad to have you. And I want to talk about these the decision here in Virginia now for this upcoming election to move to paper ballots. This is something you've been pushing for a while. So, one, I guess congratulations. And two, why did you push for this?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having me in Morning on the Mall. You know, when you think about paper ballots, it's not literally like you're going to write it by hand, right? You know, Mary or Vince for Congress. What it is, really about, think about the SAT test where you fill in the dot. Why we did this is really, you just had a commercial on while I was waiting for security and data breaches. If you had a computer, one of these DREs, direct touch screens, that had broken before or was hacked, you had no backup. And you think about the elections we've had over the last decade or so. You've had hanging chads in Florida. You had McDonald win by, 300 votes here statewide. Cuccinelli won by 90 votes, 92 votes. One guy won by one vote. And what we're doing now, you take these things, you fill in the paper ballots, you fill in the dot, and you put it through the machine. If that computer ever breaks, you have a paper backup to make sure you're validated. And I think what we were thinking about, what the idea was, it's okay, I've won elections and I even lost one. It's okay to lose, but the public needs to know, having faith in the integrity of the system.
When last I voted in Virginia, this was for the general election last year, this is what I experienced. I had the paper ballot. It was like the Scantron. You fill out the bubble. You put it through the machine. So what was the standard in Virginia? It was what? There were some localities that weren't doing this?
Well, what many had gone to was the touch screens. Remember, think about your, like you do your banking, and they go up there. One thing, they never replace those machines. And two, again, what if one of those had broken down? There was no backup. There was no way to verify what had happened. Have you ever had a computer burn out? Well, think about one of those machines burning out. All that data is lost. And I guess one of the best things, too, this new OptiScan where you fill in the bubble on the paper, it's faster and cheaper. You think about it, guys, what you can have 10 people filling out their ballot at a card table and then go run it through the Scantron. Before, you had to have 10 of those machines all around the school or the library, wherever you were voting. So this is faster, cheaper. And it keeps the integrity in the system, which is the most important.
Yeah, I believe the chain of command when it comes to these electronic voting machines is they literally take the card out of the back of the machine and it's placed in a sealed bag, and then those bags are transported to a central counting place where they're then put into another machine which counts these. Well, in that chain of command, you could see where there is a lot of room for someone to switch one of those cards out. Even if that happens now, you still have the paper ballots. So I like the idea. Also, I also think that for seniors, it's a lot easier for them to just fill out that little bubble there, and then someone can help them put it through the machine, as opposed to someone going into the booth with them and pushing the buttons and that kind of thing.
You know, people made fun of going back to paper for a while, and I understood that. But actually, like I said, it really is faster, cheaper, and it's safer. There's a backup if something ever goes wrong. Before, with those electronic machines, if anything went wrong, it's gone. And that data, your vote, could be lost forever.
I want to ask you about the fact that the state of Virginia, it wasn't until recently that the state and I think 19 other states were made aware by the federal government that there was any attempt to hack registration systems by nefarious actors. Were you concerned that it took so long for the federal government to notify the state of Virginia of something like that?
Well, here's the truth of the matter is, we did a Jean Marie Davis, Double H Davis, who was a senator, and I did a 2-year study in 2004, because this was all, remember, we were having all the things in Florida and people were concerned about this. And so we've been doing this for years. 2007, we put the law into effect that you couldn't buy any more of these DREs. You had to just phase them out. But this was the problem. Over the last decade, a lot of these localities were never phasing out these machines. They were still using the old machines that could be hacked and unsafe. And I think it's with the hacking. Like I said, you guys just had a commercial about a huge hack the other day. I think with the hacking that's now happening a lot of the times in these big databases, that's what really put people on notice, and that's what got the federal government to really get off the dime and push everybody about this. This is not something new. It's been out there for a decade. That's what we've been pushing for, like I said, 10 years.
Are there any other states that are also starting to go back to paper ballots, or are you the head of the curve?
I think we were the head of the curve because we started this in 2007 to phase it out. But I think all the states now recognize the problem. Even Florida, you know, which was the most famous of all, 2000 with the hanging chads, they went to the touch screens. Now they've gone back, my understanding, to the optical scan, which is what we're doing.
All right, real quick, Republican politics. How do you think Ed Gillespie's faring? And do you think he has a real shot here of becoming the next governor of Virginia?
I think Ed's doing very well. I think he's going to win. I think what's interesting, you know, guys, is we're just seeing money from the liberal Democrats pour in from all over the country. We're seeing checks from San Francisco and New York and L.A. Places. And these are for some of these delegate races that are just amazing. The liberals are fired up. I think our people are ready to roll. Ed's going to do very well. But I think all the conservatives need to get up and say, hey, we've got a race. This is something we've got to take seriously. Let me give you one quick example. We had a special election in January. Normally there would be 300 or 400 small donors for the Democrat. I think the lady who she ended up losing, but she got 12,655 small donations from around the country. So what the Democrats are doing is advertising on Daily Cause and their liberal blogs and trying to raise money. They're focusing on Virginia. So I just think all your conservative listeners, we need to get up, wake up, get ready for the fight. We're going to win, but we've got a fight on our hands.
Well, whatever the outcome, hopefully we can have some confidence that the election system is going to be nice and clean and all those votes are going to be counted appropriately. Thank you, Virginia Delegate Tim Hugo, for joining us this morning.